Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're diving into one of Wilmington's most distinctive homes, 6027 Mount Carmel Park, in the Village at Mott's Landing community. Buddy Blake is here to walk us through what makes this property really stand out.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, I love talking about this property because it's such a great example of what's happening in the 28412 area right now. This home just sold at $800,000. And honestly, it represents exactly what buyers are looking for in Wilmington. Quality construction, thoughtful design, and a location that balances privacy with convenience.
So, let's break this down. The home is 2,625 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 3 full baths. It was built in 2016. What's the story with the neighborhood itself? I mean, Village at Mott's Landing, that's a pretty established community, right?
Yeah, it really is. Village at Mott's Landing is one of those neighborhoods that appeals to a lot of different buyers. You've got homes ranging anywhere from around $575,000 all the way up over $1.35 million, depending on the lot size and finishes. That range tells you something important. It's not a one-size-fits-all community. There's room for everyone, which is why it stays active in the market.
I love that. So this particular home, quarter acre lot, 2-car garage, talk about the interior for a second. What's really distinctive about how this place is laid out?
The open concept is really the star here. You walk in and the kitchen, dining, and living spaces just flow together naturally. That's huge for modern buyers, especially if you're entertaining or just want that sense of spaciousness in a 2,625 square foot home. The primary suite is designed for privacy, and you've got flexible living areas. So whether someone wants a home office, a media room, or guest space, this home gives you options.
Right, exactly. And you know, one thing I'm curious about, you've got comparable homes nearby on Ellendale Place, Fays Meadow Court, York Meadow Court. How does this property stack up value-wise in that neighborhood context?
Oh, it's competitive. You're seeing similar homes list between $649,000 and over $1.35 million in the immediate area. So at $800,000, this home is positioned right in that sweet spot. It's got the quality finishes. The 2016 build year means it's newer without being brand new, and the lot size is generous without being excessive. For buyers exploring options in Village at Mott's Landing, this gives them a really solid benchmark for what they're getting at that price point.
Now, you mentioned the neighborhood has this nice balance. What's actually nearby? I mean, if I'm living at Mount Carmel Park, what can I access easily?
Great question. So Arrowhead Park is just 0.6 miles away. That's about a 2-minute drive. For shopping, you've got Austin Commons at 1.3 miles, Masonboro Commons at 1.5 miles. And dining, Antonio's Pizza and Pasta is super close, less than half a mile away. Island's Fresh Mex Grill is about 4 minutes out. You've also got Harris Teeter Pharmacy right there for convenience. It's that sweet spot where you're in a quiet residential area, but you're not isolated from everyday amenities.
That's really helpful. So you've got the lifestyle piece handled. What about for someone who's maybe new to the area or thinking about making a move to Wilmington? What resources would you point them toward?
I always recommend checking out our buyer's guide for Wilmington. It walks through the local purchase process and what's happening in the market right now. And if someone's curious about financing or wants to understand how mortgage rates work in our area, we've got resources on that too. The thing is, when you're looking at a property like 6027 Mount Carmel Park, you're not just buying a house. You're making a decision about where you want to live for the next chapter of your life. So understanding the neighborhood, the market conditions, and your financing options really matters.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's really compelling about this home is that it's not overly complicated. It's well-built, it's thoughtfully designed, and it's in a community where values have stayed strong. You know, for someone watching this or listening, if they wanted to see more details about this property or properties like it in Village at Mott's Landing, where would you send them?
We've got a full listing page with all 54 photos, floor plans, and complete MLS details. And if someone wants to explore other homes in the neighborhood to compare, they can search current listings in Village at Mott's Landing to see what's available and how different properties measure up. It really helps put things in perspective when you're making a decision like this.
Perfect. Well, buddy, this has been great. Thanks so much for walking us through 6027 Mount Carmel Park and giving us that real insight into what's happening in the Wilmington market right now. For everyone listening, if you want to learn more about this property, explore the neighborhood, or just understand more about buying in Wilmington, check the show notes for links to all those resources. Buddy Blake, thanks again for being here on Real Stories.
Thanks so much for having me. I love talking about homes and neighborhoods like this because they tell the real story of what's happening in our market. If anyone has questions or wants to explore properties in Wilmington, you know where to find me.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.